And so we lost all track of Miss Oliver. And about 8 or 9 years later, I forget how many years, there was an article in the Rafa Shimpo that criticized the Oliver Club for not doing something about Miss Oliver's grave. She was buried in the Inglewood Cemetery, and the article mentioned something about it being overrun with weeds and no land, no marker or anything like that. And, you know, when we read that, oh, we were so hurt that we got together and we said, hey, we got to do something. So we got a group of guys who went to the Inglewood Cemetery, cleaned up her headstone, it was a headstone there, and someone made a point to go there at least once a month to clean it up to see that it was in good shape. Mm. And then in 1960, a committee decided to have a memorial in the name of Miss Oliver. And that's when the Outstanding Athletes Award was begun in 1960. And that continued till the year 2000. And we perpetuated the name of Miss Oliver for that time. Absolutely. And so we hope we will be excused for our misgiving in the years after the war when we forgot all about her. But actually, you know, we all are in business and going our way. No one had any thought about looking up and finding out what Miss Oliver, what had happened to her. And here all of a sudden it appears in a paper criticizing us for abandoning the person that really brought her name into Little Tokyo history and really hurt us. And we hope that the 40 years of award is made up for that mistake.